I'm going to start talking about Reggie Garrett because I have a story to tell about him. If you want to know whether workshops we take here pay off instantly or not, get this. I was in Reggie Garrett's workshop this morning on influences from diverse cultures in your music, and he said, I'd like to give you an example of something, but I don't want to detune this guitar. I said, do you want to detune my guitar? And he said, well, can you put it in open D? And I said, yes, because 24 hours ago, I took Joe Stanton's alternative tuning workshop. And I had a card in my bag that showed me how to do what Reggie Garrett needed me to do. This is a cool story. Reggie says he got his first guitar and chord book one Christmas, started practicing chords right away, managed to muscle his way through a few, but didn't really know what to do with them, left to his own devices. One day, he says, I was fiddling with my guitar while listening to After the Gold Rush by Neil Young. I happened to hit a D chord at the same time he played one in the song, and the light bulb flashed on. Is that true, or did you just tell me a big fat lie because I asked for it? Just made it up? Okay. I'm saving one fun fact about him because the only thing I have to tell you between this act and the next act is going to be fun facts, so it's going to be a fire sale of fun facts. Everything must go of fun facts. So here's his real intro. Reggie is the creative purveyor of a unique urban strain of mostly acoustic music, incorporating a number of diverse influences, including folk, Latin rhythms, blues, gospel, Celtic, rock, jazz, and more. This is all true. I heard him in the workshop this morning. Every word is true. The result is a musical blend that has excited and touched audiences throughout the U.S. and Canada. He lives right here in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, with his band, Reggie Garrett.
Thanks a lot, y'all. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Middleton. Well, I've got this feeling deep inside me. If I keep this up, I'm gonna have to pay. You're the only thing that kept me going. How could I ever walk away? I'd do anything to get back to you. I've already crossed 1,000 miles. I've come for you. Thanks a lot, y'all. I should also introduce up here in percussion, Mr. Will Daoud. These are guys I play with most of the time, the Snake Oil Peddlers. This next one is one I wanted to do. I made a vow to myself I was going to play it every chance I got, as much as I could, so that as many people who could would hear it. I read a book a few years ago by Ta-Nehisi Coates, and it made me think about a little bit more about what it meant to be black in America and what I did not hear going on in the arts community, so I wrote this. It's called So Far Away. In his hand, he flashed a gun. Oh, could it be you only thought you saw one? I can't believe that you shot him down so easily. Just trying to make his way back. So far away, so far away. And so now you see a threat in her dark-skinned teen. Silhouette. Oh, I can't believe that you slammed her down so easily. Just try to make her way back home so far away. So far away. Well, nobody told me that my life would be this way. I stepped through that door and I got hell and the devil. Thank you.
so far away, so far away. Just try to make our way back home, so far away, so far away.
Thanks a lot, y'all. I found myself the past couple of years a member of an organization called the Bushwick Book Club. It's a great organization. You should find out more about it. So I ended up getting my influences from different places than I've been used to. This one was from, was it Americana? Got to thinking about people who have been transplants and the problems that they have, the main character in the book. And I wrote this up, I put a little bit of myself into it too. Hope you like it. Trying to get back to my gospel roots. A ceiling every day. My one and only is so, so far away. Don't be alone. Take my chances, 'cause I've got to carry on. Turn another page, pray for a brighter day. I can't quite see it, but I know I can't get satisfied.
is fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank the folks here at Folk Alliance for, you know, having us out here to do this. It's been my honor. It's been my pleasure. I hope you folks have enjoyed what you heard. All the great musicians who've been here tonight and last night and all week long. This one's for all you old hippies out there. So there are some. Oh, okay. Thank you. Mr. Richard Wilton on the guitar.
Mr. Will Dowd on percussion. I'm Reggie Garrett.
Keep it going for Reggie Garrett and the band.